The worst winter storm of the season dumped snow all day across the nation's northeast. Parts of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont got more than 2 feet of snow. Some areas were buried under more. Winds gusting up to 74 miles per hour knocked out power in some coastal towns and islands. NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston, which has seen some of the deepest snowfalls.
The National Weather Service is reporting that the snowfall totals are placing the storm in the top five of the past 100 years. But as residents across Boston bent their backs and lifted that first shovelful, many found the snow was surprisingly light and fluffy, making it easier than you might think to dig out cars and shovel off sidewalks. Still, with high winds causing deep snowdrifts and bad visibility, driving has been treacherous. Jim Bryant and Tom Kelly are spinning their tires as their furnace repair van fishtails and eventually gets stuck on a residential street in Boston.
That was my second try.
We tried
a little more speed on that one. The main roads aren't too bad, but the side streets are pretty tough. A lot of whiteout conditions earlier.
At least 25,000 people in southeastern Massachusetts were without power, but since the storm hit at night and over the weekend, relatively few people were caught out on the roadways or stranded at work. Schools and many government offices across the region will be closed on Monday. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.
A foot of snow fell on Philadelphia, side of the NFC playoff between the hometown Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons. Snow removal crews rushed to dig out Lincoln Financial Field before kickoff. We spoke with Gwen Schaefer, a reporter for the Philadelphia Weekly. She was in the stadium parking lot before the game.
I'm standing outside of the Lincoln Financial Field, and I'm in the parking lot with tens of thousands of people who are tailgating. And everyone's pretty bundled up, but most people have their Eagles jerseys over multiple layers of fleece jackets and thermal undershirts, multiple pairs of pants. Everyone's got on their Eagles knit caps.
Any sign of Atlanta Falcons fans?
Oh, absolutely not. That's crazy talk. So these guys that I'm with have said that they've been out here since 10 a.m., and they have a little tent and probably several cases of beer.
The beer's not frozen?
Let me ask them. Is your beer frozen at all?
It's a little chunky.
Yeah, they said that it had some chunks of ice in it, actually.
Well, can I speak with one of the fans there?
I'm going to put you on with Mike.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
A little cold, but psyched for the Eagles.
Did you think twice about going out there today?
Not for a second.
Yeah, baby. Woo!
Dug out through 15 inches of snow to get here.
Well, once in the stadium, what are your plans for keeping warm when you've got to sit still there?
I'm actually going to take in some newspaper. You lay a couple sections under your feet so you get your feet off the concrete. You sit there and you cheer. Hopefully you cheer. Hasn't been easy the last few years, but that's what you do.
Easier to stay warm when you're winning.
Yeah, winning is warm.
Eagles fan Mike Bolig with reporter Gwen Schaefer in Philadelphia.